Blog Talk Radio.
Gary, we don't hear you. Are you there, Gary? We don't hear you. Okay, Gary dropped off. He'll be coming back on here shortly. Hold on for a minute. Gary had to drop off. We couldn't hear him. He'll be back on here shortly. Well, I don't know if Gary's in a bad area or not. Irv should be coming on here in a minute. So please bear with us. Okay, Jerry, are you there? We don't.
Yeah, I just now got back. I'm in a valley. I'm in Aspen, Colorado. I'll go ahead and start it, but Irv might have to pick it up. Anyway, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, from beautiful Aspen, Colorado. I'll try to do the best I can with what service I have. Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, take over. I'm in a valley. I'm in Aspen, Colorado, right, in the mountains.
Well, everybody, welcome. We're going to cover a lot of information this evening that certainly can have major impact on your future. With that having been said, let's go back into history a little. A man came to America in the late 1800s, and boy, was he a pretty futuristic kind of guy. His name was Nikola Tesla. In fact, maybe you've heard of Albert Einstein if you haven't heard of Mr. Tesla. And when Albert was asked, what's it like to be the smartest man in the world? His response is, I have no clue. You'd have to ask Nikola Tesla. Well, he was a wise man. He was highly educated, mechanical engineer, electrical engineer, a physicist. He specifically is probably best known for, you know, some of the crazy ideas that he really never finished developing anything practical related to the ideas that he brought forth, but a lot of people have been working for decades and now centuries and have come up with some really amazing developments. Thank you, Mr. Tesla. Just to kind of put it in vogue, in 1895, in one of his journals, he had drawings of self-driving automobiles. Well, think about that. There was a big controversy over Mr. Marconi, kind of got recognized, at least when I was in school. It seemed like he had been recognized as the guy that brought radio to our world. Turns out he stole the idea from Tesla. And basically his recognition as the scientist that found radio has been debunked. It is definitely Mr. Tesla. And we could talk about him for, you know, weeks, months, years. But we're going to move on and talk a little bit about some of the results that have been created based upon his pioneering work on quantum resonating energy. He was working on that extensively, doing a lot of theoretical work in the 20s. Well, let's jump 100 years. And a young man in New Hampshire went to the mailbox and he picked up a little envelope that said, you're invited to attend the Tesla convention. Mike Hassler, 19 at the time, was truly excited, maybe overexcited. And the reality was that he was as good as there in his mind. But his father, Rick Hassler, serious businessman, had sold one of his companies at that point after 25 years in development as an Inc. 500 company to Kyocera, the international industrial giant from Japan, for big bucks. And ultimately, he was, you know, comfortable. And that's an understatement. Didn't have any problems, you know, putting some money together to send his son to Germany. He had some questions, though, relative to, was Mike ready, in that Mike lived in New Hampshire, you know, kind of a backwoods reality, and didn't have a whole lot of worldly exposure, and certainly didn't go across the pond by himself to the land of Deutsch, you know, where everybody speaks German, and specifically where some of the most intelligent, some of the sharpest individuals on the planet were going to be gathered in one spot. Basically, you know, Rick was worried about his son, didn't know, again, if he was quite ready, and he basically told him, you're not going, sorry. And Mike, you know, good thing that he was not going to take no for an answer, and he worked on his dad. Ultimately, his dad, you know, understood that his son was that enthusiastic about it, and at that point, he came up with a compromise, and the compromise was pretty simple. That was, we're going together. That's what happened. They went to the Tesla convention. They attended all the lectures and the breakout sessions, and boy, did they get a lot of brain swell. Well, after the event, Rick, the father, pretty much pigeonholed everything he heard, because it didn't seem to him that there'd be any, you know, kind of reasonable possibilities of practical applications for quantum energy for decades, you know, maybe half a century or something. Well, when his son Mike said to him, Dad, based upon what we were introduced to and some ideas I have, I believe I could develop some practical technologies that will change the world. And you can imagine, you know, father was pretty proud of hearing that, but a little nonplussed, didn't really believe what he heard, but he has a lot of faith in his children, and he immediately said, Mike, well, what do you need? And Mike said, lots of money, Dad. That not being a problem, Rick, you know, basically said, for what? And Mike began to spell out the components for a quantum physics laboratory, state of the art. And with that, Rick gave Mike the checkbook, and the rest is history. Mike procured some pretty amazing equipment, set up a laboratory. It's in Brockton, Massachusetts. Went to work doing research and development, and eventually came up with an idea that was patentable. They filed for that patent. Since that initial patent, they have actually been granted 5 additional patents. And they are all related to practical uses of quantum resonating energy. What is quantum resonating energy, and, you know, what's the big deal? Well, let me just jump ahead, talk about the first patent, and I think it might all come together for you. The first patent is something I like to call or describe as a trifecta. And the reason for that is that it has 3 separate components. The first is that we use equipment and we use various modalities to isolate frequency. Everything in this world has a frequency. It resonates continuously, and it is exclusive to itself. Well, you can read the patents and look, you know, at all the detail you want to encompass to get as comfortable as you want with this information, but not necessary. More important, in my opinion, is try these modalities. Try them. Because once you have an experience that changes your life, you will never question the science or the patents. The facts are that if it works for you, and it works for your neighbor, and it works for your loved ones, and it works for your children and grandchildren, and it works for pretty much everybody that you run into, doesn't matter if you understand the principle. I don't understand the cell phone. I'm talking on one right now. But I understand it works. And that's pretty much the principle. So the first part is isolating frequency. The second part is embedding those frequencies, and they can put one frequency or five or 50. In fact, the first practical application that I'm going to talk to you about now has over 100 separate frequencies embedded into it. And for simplicity's sake, I'm going to call embedded into what? I'm going to call this what a battery. It is a substrate. Specifically, after all the experiments they've carried on, they came up with holograms and carbon fibers as the materials of choice. Why? Because they hold energy very efficiently. So now here is a little more difficult part to get your head around, and that's okay. When you try it, you know, you'll basically understand that they've done this. Whatever they've done or however they've done it, they've done it. And here's the third part. When anything with a energy field, that could be a plant, an animal, a mammal, a human, specifically has one of these batteries, you know, which is holding this quantum resonating energy, put into its area of relevance, you know, the distance in which your energy field ranges, the recipient benefits in the same fashion as if they had consumed the original source emanating that energy. Did I just say you could have a pickle from McDonald's without eating the pickle? I think I did. Resonating energy only. So, you know, we could put minerals and vitamins, and we can put plants, and pretty much anything can be put into one of these batteries. The frequency isolated to begin with and then embedded. And we've come up with some really synergistic benefits. And the other part that is even maybe more amazing than what I just told you, but it's a part of our world, and it is readily available for you to step out and begin to prove it to yourself. And that is when one of these batteries comes into your energy field, you receive the same benefit as if you had been in the influence of the original emanating source of that energy. What in the world does that mean? Well, it means the world has changed. You know, we used to have to be attached to the earth or, you know, put a grounding wire to the earth to specifically get the benefits of the frequencies of the earth. No longer. We have put them into a battery. So now let me jump ahead, talk a little bit about some practical uses that you need to experience as soon as possible. First is basically a peeling stick hologram, about 3/4 inch in diameter. And when you place it where you have some discomfort, it provides relief, relief from anxiety and stress, relief from physical discomfort, relief from nausea, relief from indigestion. Pretty much anything that is anomalous in your body or your pet's, you know, body that for one reason or another needs attention so that you can get some relief, these resonators, these batteries are impeccable at providing relief. No chemicals of any kind. They hold the energy for about 72 hours, so after 72 hours, peel it off and put another one on. How simple can relief become? We have other modalities, one called nitro. Stimulates natural nitric oxide production in the body. Nitric oxide is a natural component of every mammal. In 1995, there was a Nobel laureate that specifically won the physics prize when he did some pioneering work at charting the benefits of nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is a gas produced in the cardiovascular system in every mammal. And here's a couple takeaways from his dissertation. First, it's a vasculator. It opens up the entire cardiovascular system in a fashion that allows it to more efficiently deliver nutrients and oxygen to every cell in the body. Another takeaway, when you have ample levels of nitric oxide, you will experience more youthful activities relative to performance and recovery. Would you like to be oldish or youngish? If you're going out to do some physical activity, would you like to have a little more performance capability or a little less? Would you like to be able to recover quicker? If you're going to do some kind of sporting activity, would you like to have the edge? If you're headed for the bedroom, wouldn't you like to, you know, do the boom boom as efficiently as is possible? Well, nitric oxide, critical component in so many aspects of our lives. And it doesn't get any simpler than putting on a battery. Peel it off after 3 days and stick another one on. You can have continuous stimulation of natural nitric oxide production. We have an immunity patch. Everybody needs to boost your immune system. We have a better system for doing that. Simple hologram. We have a burn battery. It is great if you're looking to re-sculpt your body, lose some inches and pounds, begin to suppress appetite cravings for crazy things like sugars and carbohydrates. And furthermore, that burn modality has frequencies embedded in it that help your body begin to naturally detox. Get some of the toxic load that you're carrying with you that's bringing down your immune system, bringing down your energy levels, it's horrible at the effect of toxins in your body. And now with a simple peel and stick, you can begin to get yourself back to more vital health. Don't take our word for it. Experience it. We have a sleep battery. All I could say is you need to experience it so that you can really understand what ultimate restorative sleep is all about. We have a revive modality. Anything complicated in your life, stiff neck, jaw discomfort, tooth discomfort, nasal congestion, headache, even a debilitating headache. We have a simple peel and stick that will make a huge difference in countering those complications that I'll say, for here on in, are needless because we have such a simple solution. We have other modalities that I'm not even going to talk about them, but I'm going to mention one of them, and you could just begin to think about what this might be. Wow! And now I'm going to talk about three other amazing patented technologies. One is an EMF shield. Electromagnetic frequency is something that is very detrimental to every living thing in the world. And unfortunately, we are surrounded by so many high technology devices that emit EMF. It's time to step forward and do something about it. Don't take our word for it being damaging. Watch the 4-minute video that was done by an investigative news reporting team in Adelaide, Australia. They didn't believe it. They said, American scam. Now, anything but. When you watch the video, you'll understand. So get back to the individual who invited you here. They'll be glad to share it with you. So once you understand the simplicity of protecting yourself from all your EMF-emitting gadgets, your phone, your laptop, your smart appliances, your burglar alarm system, your smart meter on your house, fobs that open your cars and your garage doors. And there are so many things that you really need to pay attention to. We have a report that lists all the items that you may have that you need to protect yourself from. Again, ask the person that, you know, courteously gave you this information, and they'll be glad to show you how to get that report. We have an amazing, unique, awesome, scientifically validated technology called a food freshness card that mitigates the development of mold, bacteria, and fungi. And you can save a lot of money by having these. put one in your refrigerator, and pretty much walk away from all the waste that you used to have. You used to burn your hard-earned cash needlessly, you know, getting those $10 bills out every time you threw out your extra red raspberries and your strawberries that you couldn't finish. Watermelon started getting slimy on you. Milk went sour. Goes on and on. And not only in your refrigerator, but anywhere that you have things that deteriorate over time. Cut flowers. Happy Mother's Day for all our listening mothers. And wouldn't you like to get flowers to last twice the amount of time that they normally last? Well, we have a solution. A simple hologram that extends the vibrancy, the freshness by 50% and often more. So try it and begin to save money immediately. And the final item I'm going to talk about in the product line is something called an earthing cart. Earthing is absolutely a critical part of vibrant health. If you're not doing earthing, you are not at the level of optimal health that you could be. And it's about time that you pay attention. We have a simple technology. It looks like a credit card. It's carbon fiber. And all you need to do is have it in your energy field, and you're continually influenced by the frequency of the earth. And we can demonstrate that. Don't take our word for it. Simply by passing a card to you, for, you know, when you hold it for 50 seconds or so, we could prove that your strength improves, your range of motion improves, your balance improves. A lot of people begin to feel all kinds of cool things. And the bottom line is, you have the ability now to earth 24/7 for the rest of your life. These cards are unconditionally guaranteed for an entire year. They last much longer. And they also have frequencies embedded in them that protect you or whoever is in the range of one of these cards, you know, whoever's energy fields are being protected by one of these cards, specifically eliminating a major portion of the complications of 3G, 4G, 5G, and even dirty electricity. So when you're driving down the road and you see those towers, you have one of those cards, you could feel comfortable in that you're doing everything you can to mitigate the complication. And you could feel really sorry for the rest of the people around you that have no clue that they need to protect themselves. And for those that have a clue that know they need to protect themselves but haven't acquired one of these earthing cards yet, you could feel sorry for them because it's a very, very bad choice on their part if they're already aware of the technology. So that pretty much puts it all into a little preview, a showcase. Now, if I may, I'm going to open your vision to the future. 10 years from now, you walk into a hospital in the emergency room, and when they prescribe something for you, it's going to be quantum energy. It's not going to be an injection, not going to be a capsule, not going to be a pill. Specifically, you have that in your hands right now. And if you choose, you can become a brand partner with this company. It's amazing what they put together. They pay individuals in 8 separate ways so you can begin to earn additional income immediately. If you're not looking for extra income, that's great. Become a customer. If you would like to get a better deal on products, then become a brand partner. But the bottom line is, specifically, you are given a self-replicated website immediately, and you can then begin to share this information with people all around the world. We're doing business in 84 countries around the world. And the website that you're given, at no expense, no cost to you of any kind, specifically has the ability to be read in various languages. We're doing business in 84 countries, and there are multiple languages available. We just introduced somebody, a medical doctor is looking at it right now from Manila in the Philippines. They speak English, but they can look at it in another language if they choose to. The point is, you have a unique opportunity. You are in a position that very few people in the world ever have been in front of a trend that is absolutely going to be a part of every household in the future. And simply by beginning to share information, you don't have to do a presentation like I did tonight. In fact, don't even think about it. Simply become a good inviter. Invite people to this radio blog show. We do it 5 nights a week, every night, except for Tuesday and Friday at the same time, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific time. And every Tuesday night, we have a webinar. It's a Zoom platform webinar. So anybody in the world that has access to the Internet can click and join us. It's at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. That is Tuesday evening. And every Saturday morning coming up, typically we have an informative, educational webinar and conference call. People could dial in if they don't want to, you know, use a link and go on by Internet and listen to some amazing practitioner that specifically has really experienced the benefits and have decided to promulgate this information to their clients or patients. And boy, are you going to walk away with some brain swell. Don't miss a Saturday seminar if you possibly could avoid it. This Saturday, Dr. Marie from Paris, she's an energy healer, and boy, she's going to open your vision to healing with energy. Be there. And for those that are looking for acquiring product, why not acquire it simply by sharing this information, and you'll be able to earn it for free. If you choose to kind of step up your game a little, you could turn it into a part-time business. Step it up again, you could turn it into a full-time business working part-time. And then for those that really catch the vision, understand the magnificent solutions that this company has already brought to the table, and we have so many innovative ideas in the pipelines, they're coming, that you can create absolutely any level of income that you aspire to develop. It takes work. This is not a, you know, a give me. This isn't you won the lottery. But you certainly are privileged. You are in an esoteric situation. You are among the elite in the world that know what you just heard. And in view of that, please don't procrastinate. Get back to the individual who invited you tonight. Take a position, order some products, and absolutely begin to define your future dramatically different from where it is today. With that, we're going to give some product away, and then we're going to hear from some people that are currently using various batteries. So please stick with us, and feel free in the future to get rewarded simply by inviting somebody to this blog show. Each time you have a new guest on that identifies himself, you also receive rewards. So please share this information, impact people's lives. People need help in this world. You have a huge opportunity of providing that help. With that, back to you, Gary.
That'd be great, Irv, but tonight is one of those nights. We don't have any new people. We've got, like, Liz and Sheila.
And Bailey.
Meeting.
Sheila, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Sheila.
Wow, that's a devoted individual. She's here on her birthday. Isn't that really nice?
We're opening
hey,
her
I
up.
Was here on my birthday. I was on my birthday,
thank
and
you,
I didn't
thank
get
you,
fun,
thank
too.
You. I hope everybody on this call, and I mean that sincerely, everybody, and all the guests you bring and all the guests that are future brought by you, to be able to be healthy, happy, and live a great life, like I have, and reach my age and beyond. I love you all.
Thank you.
Well, that'd be
thank
great,
you.
Gina,
thank
but
you.
It's you know, it's just us old fogies here I think the youngest one of us is like 62. There's very few here tonight.
Whoa. Sheila,
she's old. There's no such thing as old.
That's it. Sheila and I are you know, she's definitely a queenager, and I'm just, you know, kind of a giddy youngster.
Okay. Well, y'all two giddy youngsters are not doing good enough to get people here to the show then. How's that?
Well, you have to work harder, no question. And
yeah,
I think
we're going to have to work harder.
We really need to get a tool. You know, we need to do that $100 bill card and, you know, make it readily available on VistaPrint so anybody could just customize it and use it.
I've been saying that for 2 months that we need to put that together, and
yep.
Let's work on it right now. You got a pen and paper? You handy?
Yep.
All right. One side of it's going to be, we're going to fold it up. One side's going to be a $100 bill that you can just drop it on the ground. How many people do you think will pick that up?
Everybody.
Everybody. Now, yep. What we need to say is something like, this could be, you could turn this into a real $100 bill. Simply listen in, and we put the sizzle. Huh?
No, it is real $100 bill. I mean, we don't want people to think they could turn it into it. It is real money available immediately based upon their action.
That's a great line. This is real money.
Okay.
Yeah, this is real money.
And then
to this 3-minute call.
Dial for details.
No.
Because everybody would have to basically write their website in, so we don't really want that, unless everybody's going to print them separately, which I wouldn't mind printing mine separately.
A blank line for inserting the reference.
Tesla knew it, and you can know it too.
Our Tesla knew it, and so should you.
Right.
Even Edison said Tesla was the smartest man in the world.
No, Einstein.
No, Einstein, yes, Einstein. Einstein.
Right.
And then the number to the radio show.
I don't think that's necessary. If they call the sizzle line,
that'll work.
The word is if.
Yeah.
If they call the sizzle line.
Again, the tool that we are putting together is, to facilitate people that are doing nothing to hopefully get somebody that actually takes action.
Well, they are going to be getting $100 credit worth of gift cards as soon as we get the website up, if they're a partner.
Yeah, all auto.
Everybody will get five auto ship. Everybody will get five $20 cards.
Yep.
Except this team. This team is privileged to get a few more, if we ask nicely.
I personally think that we're not getting people because of the state of which everybody's in paranoia. I sincerely mean that.
Well, even Diane, people are burnt out on Zoom. They've been home locked up for a year. Diane even said, she's told me the last 3 weeks, she said, it's getting harder and harder and harder. I said, yeah, it is. She said, we need a 3-minute little video that we could put on YouTube that will explain it all, boom, 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 and get people's attention.
Yes, we're providing
you
don't censor it. Everything is censored. You have to go through so many hoops to get to where you want to go.
Hi, Richard, you're smart. What's your idea? He's sitting back there waiting for all us to give you the right answer, ain't you?
I just, well, hold on a second. Hold on.
Oh, you're going to go get the master, Miss Joey. Okay.
No, I just brought on Pam.
Hi,
oh.
Pam.
There you go.
I tuned in late.
Hi,
so
Pam. You're on the hook. We want to know how what you got to do to get people to the radio show, since it's just the regular seven people that's always here.
Hmm.
We're thinking about taking $100 bill.
What'd you say?
We're going to take $100 bill and fold it in half. And then drop it where we can drop it on the ground, and how many people would pick up $100 bill if they saw $100 bill?
Everybody.
And then we're gonna, when they open it up, this is a real $100 bill. If you take action, dial this number.
I like it. Yeah, I like it.
Claim your $100 bill now.
Yeah. Call this number, listen to it, and then claim your $100 bill. Claim your $100. And I've always said, I've told this at you before, if the seven or eight of us, if we were to put up and give away $200 a month, I think we'd have people just listen. Even though I don't like that idea of giving cash away, but every radio show, I mean, that's just like there's a lady, a podcast lady, that she's giving away $500.
What about giving away product?
Never give cash away. Always give product away.
Thank you, Richard.
Yeah.
And if they don't want the product, then they shouldn't have gotten got it in the first place. So shouldn't have been on there in the first place. You know, you guys are giving, you've been, here are the numbers. 90% of the people who come on here as guests don't come back on again. I record them all. I do not put them in a list until they've come back a second time. So if someone isn't in my list, I go back through, you know, at least a month of pages to see if they've come on. And I'll miss some, you know, when I'm not doing the board, I'll miss a few. But 90% don't come back.
Now, that's what we need to figure out. Why are they not coming back? What is wrong?
Let's talk about a reality. Okay, Liz had a new gal on that specifically brought four people on in one night.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Liz is not a computer woman. So
yeah, Liz right here.
Yep. So I sent the emails to the four people that filled in the form. Okay. Two of those people had incorrect email addresses, so they never received anything. Okay. The person who Liz brought to the show that, you know, you gave the incentive of getting the 12 resonators and the free EMF shield has never been back to the program, never contacted any of her people, and she's wondering where her resonators are.
Right.
So there's something wrong with that whole, you know, the sponsor needs to take responsibility, you know, again, and, you know, Liz, you know, knows who it is. We're chasing the woman, but, you know, at this point, we haven't been able to, you know, how do we, I guess time is of the essence. As soon as people fill in that form, we need to get back to their sponsor and get them absolutely on target if they're willing to, you know, build a business, if that's what they have an intention of doing.
Well, why don't we cut the sponsor out? Send the email and tell them to get with their sponsor. And
well, that's what I did.
To call
that's
their sponsor.
That's what I did, and the result was a disaster. This is our most recent big disaster.
And also, while we're on the subject, because I thought about this the other day, when you tell people to sign up, timing is we have to do something with the timing that they have to do it now.
I say 48 to 72 hours so you can get your resume.
No, we're talking about signing up, Gary, signing up.
Yeah,
and again, the thing that we do have that I never talk about, because I don't want to go into, I don't know, maybe I need to, but positioning in a binary. I mean, you know, it potentially could be a good thing. It isn't. You know, in my case, it meant nothing. I took a position, built two legs. Big deal. But for some people, you know, they have the advantage of possibly getting the activity of somebody above them. You know, can we talk about that? Sure we can. I mean, every single hot binary that I've ever been in, boy, do they hammer that. You know, positioning is everything. If you take position, you know, before anybody else comes into the group, you'll have them in your group. And that's true.
But here we run into times with no, just like Diana, those are on the West Coast. When we start our show, that's their supper time. And then, you know, Diana and all her group bitched about the time factor. Why are we on a call 45 minutes? It's like, how do you please these people? Even Richard's people have said something about that's just waiting, because they're older, that's just way too long. You know, they want something 15 minutes and done, which I don't know how we do that.
Yeah, Irv, you've done a great job to get this down to like 25 minutes. It's great.
But again, the presentation, your part.
Thank you. But unfortunately, for people that are attending for the first time, they don't, you know, have enough information. Maybe, you know, it depends on why they ended up on the call. But it's all good. I mean, you know, we're learning. We'll figure something out.
They can't get. If you think about the person that's coming that doesn't know anything and listening to this, they need to come the second time to really absorb what they heard tonight.
And they can ask questions.
To get what they need in one session. Maybe that's how we get them back.
So how about this?
That's a great idea. Reward not the initial behavior, the return behavior.
So in my child welfare career, everything's based on modeling. All right. So if you want a certain behavior, you have to model that behavior. So possibly, maybe we could make up a mailer that's very succinct, exactly what, I'm sorry, I didn't catch who just said that, but about rewarding the second. So what if there aren't so many steps in the beginning? What if you call in the first time and that is what prompts you getting your free sample from us? Because we're telling them, everybody's, oh, it's a scam. They want more from me. I'm not really going to get something for free. I don't have time to do this. So you're losing, you know, I think we're losing them at the get-go when there's, and I know a couple of people that, you know, have been on, and I know I'm part of the problem. It took a while to get the samples. What we want to do is, to me, when they're on the call the very first time, boom, reward them, get them the stuff, and then that idea is with it. So we get their name, their address, and everything before they hang up. What do you want? We're validating. You showed up. We want to know what skill do you want. We'll get it to you right now. And then with that invitation to call back again once they have the sample, it's going to take them a matter of a couple of days to get it in most cases, then there's your incentive. Okay, we did what we said. you called, you get your sample. Because if you give too many steps, you lose people. Anybody have any thoughts on that?
I absolutely agree, but they still have to go and fill in a form that gives us their address. Or somebody has to get that address.
Can't we do that on the radio show? Can't we do that on the radio show? That's what we're losing.
No, we don't want people publicly announcing their address. I don't think that's a good idea.
I'm saying, we can text them the links. We can text them videos to the form. Why can't we text them and say, send us your info, text the info, and we'll mail it out right away. And then we're modeling what we want them to do. Be responsive. Be responsible. Do what you say you're going to do. We say we're going to – you get free samples just for calling in. Give them free samples just for calling in. Then here's the videos. Here's this. Here's that. With our mailing that comes with their couple samples, then the incentives, bring people, you get more. You know, it's like, what does everybody want right now? Immediate gratification, right? That's the world we live
sure.
in. Give me too
sure.
many steps, you're going to lose me. That's where a lot of people are. And just from the feedback that I've gotten, it's like, if there's a delay or too many steps,
I hear you, and it makes a lot of sense. But having given out, again, going back 3 years already, having given out thousands of samples, I realize that unless somebody has additional information, those samples never create any kind of response.
And that's the key what they get with the samples. Something like
the
suggestion before.
The key is the follow-up. The follow-up is the key. You have
the key is the follow-up.
People
yeah.
to follow.
True.
You got to follow
up.
And most people are not following up.
Can you hear me? This is Liz. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, Liz.
What was I supposed to do to help Stacy get her free samples?
Okay, she doesn't get any samples until we have her four people specifically review, fill in the information that they have reviewed information that's relevant. Okay, somebody has to fill that in. Because we don't have any addresses for those four people.
I see. Did I do something wrong by not following up with her?
Well, somebody had to take the responsibility with her. You know, somebody has to, and it's your representative. It would make sense that you know. But again, you explained, you know, that you really had complications relative to the internet, so. I took, you know, the initial step, and I carboned you and your gal on all four of those emails that I sent out. At that point, I had assumed, and here's where I dropped the ball, I assumed that you guys would follow up with those four people. And I even, you know, I noted to you that two of the emails weren't even deliverable. You know, whoever filled in the form, two of them were bogus email addresses. Now, intentionally or not, I don't know. Was she just, you know, getting her brother and sister and, you know, four people to get her 12 resonators? Is that what happened that night? I don't know. I can't control any of that.
I don't know either, but she's anxious, I know, to try them. And I think if she finds they work, that she was interested in her mother. Because her mother has problems. I wish I knew was smarter at this, but I don't know. If you sent me an email, did you send me one too?
Yep, sure did.
And I don't know that I've seen it. I'll go into my phone tonight and try to find it. Did you send it through the messenger or my telephone?
No, email.
Email.
Okay, I'll check my Gmail and see what I have there.
Okay, there will be four of them. All very similar. However, the videos were different because they requested, you know, they expressed interest on the original quantum, you know, solutionsnow.info. They specifically had different interests. You know, each of the four people or whoever filled in those forms listed different things that were of interest to them. So the videos that I sent for them to review were different. Personalized per their interest.
Okay, so when I go in there and I find what you sent me, what do I do?
You basically put those in a file somewhere so that when you have somebody else that, you know, comes out of the woodwork as a prospect and you get a copy of a form that was filled in by your prospect in which it says, you know, they're interested in CBD and weight loss, you'll see which videos that we would, you know, ask them to watch.
Okay. I'll see what I can do. I put my first thing on Facebook about this, and I had only one girl respond out of about 180 or more. And I text her, I know who she is, and I said, give me a call. I haven't heard from her yet. I was going to give her the telephone number to call.
Liz, I tried to call you today, and your voicemail is full. So maybe they're trying to get you and can't.
Well, I don't know. We're having a little problem with our phones sometimes. But anyhow, did you call me on my home phone?
I called you on 724-714-3640.
I really don't get calls on there. I like to give my home phone because sometimes my cell phone doesn't ring in.
So what do I have, your home phone or your cell?
You have my cell phone. My home phone is 724-924-2175. That's the best way to get a hold of me.
Now point of reference on your cell phone, even if it doesn't ring, anytime a call comes in, it's in your call log. You know, you'll have a number listed there that somebody reached that phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't do any calls on Facebook because I don't know how.
Well, I'm going to tell you, me personally, I don't agree with letting somebody call in with four or five people on one line because we have no way of knowing who they are or no way of following back up on those people. I personally, when somebody tells me they're going to do that, I tell them no. I want them individually calling in so we get a number. But that's just me.
Well, and each one needs to really talk, step up and talk. And that particular night, one person talked for a little bit, and then someone else talked for had a question, and that was it.
We didn't know who was who.
Didn't know who was who, didn't know what the other people. I think I have the names for those two, but we have no record of who the other two were. They never talked.
Okay, what about finding out when we initially invite them if they're going to be on the call? Because I'd like to introduce you, so I need to know that you're going to be on the call, and maybe that would do some good.
Yeah, that definitely helps, you know, or your limited availability thing, that helps. But ultimately, we're still, based upon the challenges, that we don't have enough action takers. You know, I'm willing to bet that, you know, out of the thousands that are, you know, on our team now, so few actually invited anybody for tonight's call. I mean, I did today personally, like I do every day, you know, gave out I won't even go into the number of invites. But bottom line is, they don't work. I don't expect them to work. I mean, you know, reality is, you know, if somebody is really interested, they'll, you know, kind of be attracted. You know, it's law of attraction kind of stuff.
Right.
Well, I still think if we did that $100 bill thing, we're probably will get a few more people and get them on the call and then let everybody fill in. You know, they can go have their own printed if they want. That gives them a chance to make call the people to get on the call those that are interested.
Well,
you gotta follow up with them.
But when we get people to call that business opportunity call, when I follow up with them, I close them. Maybe I shouldn't do that, but it's such a simple thing. You know, when they hear that call and hear how simple it sounds to begin to, you know, create income by giving some samples away, by having people listen to a radio show, that sounds like the easiest gig anybody could ever do. And, you know,
right,
if they've listened to that message.
My point, it needs to be that easy. It has to start out so we're credible. It has to start out that easy. Follow me?
Well, but again, Pam, I hear you. But get down to the local, whatever, the largest event you have and start giving stickers away to everybody. Okay? And I think you're going to have a revelation, and that is, you know, that you could give a million stickers away, and all you've done is spent, you know, $1.67 times a million. And, you know, I don't know why anybody would want to do that. We're trying to get people to either specifically use the product and become a customer or decide that this technology is pretty cool and maybe they'd like to make some money with it, one or the other, but not just giving stickers away.
I understand. So something is lacking in my communication style, apparently. But what you said just to me is exactly right. Like, it's so simple. To invite people to the show and make a free sample. And then, you know, my experience has been, and I'm talking women in their 60s who have health concerns and are using some of the products, who's been on the call, and it appeared complicated. There was more to it, more to do at the beginning. So it appears overwhelming from, you know, to kids in their 30s and younger people. And I understand the dilemma, but it seems like if we could get a really good, like, second-time call-in thing that came with even more incentive, like Gary's $100 or whatever it is for the second incentive, once we model that we do what we say, call in, get your sample, then send the $100 bill thing or whatever it is to come back, get involved, learn more. You know, you follow me? Am I being clear? I don't even know. It's been a long day.
Absolutely heard what you said, but in my opinion, you need to either get the sticker on somebody, you know, physically while you're there, put it on. You can't do that in the mail; doesn't work. Or get some kind of semblance of information that they are informed enough they really will try the sample that they receive and use it appropriately.
But truly, whether they get them right away or if they have do this and that and this and that, and then I guess they're not getting them. So they've called in and,
well,
you know, they're
this and that. The only complication of this and that is that we send them a email with videos giving them information in which they requested information on those topics. And we ask that they watch them. You know, that's the this and that. But, you know, if they don't have enough interest in investigating what they, you know, said was of interest, then what are they interested in?
Now, I do it a little different. When I talk to them and invite them to the show, I send them three or four videos, and I said, this is going to be what some of the things you're going to watch. Just watch four of these little three-minute videos, then call me, then we're going to get you on the radio show, and you can win one of those four little resonators of either the Wow or the Relief or of the Nitro. And that's basically the ones I sent them. I sent them the I don't send the one on the EMF because they're going to want that with EMF sticker. And I sent them the Wow, the Nitro, the Relief, and Wow, CBD. And so watch these 4 3-minute videos and tell me what you think. Call me as soon as you get it through. I'm going to give you a number to call in, and you can win one of those four. A 9-day supply.
Do you give them the four videos that are on sharing tools?
No, he just said he does.
The Wow.
So he gives them three
of
Janine's videos,
yeah,
that obviously
videos.
All look the same, and I don't have any response, positive response from those at all. My experience has been
from Dr. Janine.
Yeah, they're all the
same. 3-minute explanation
of these
products.
That's what I've heard. And some of people say, well, that's just one lay. That's why I told Rick I wanted Dr. Stan. I wanted Dr. Lee.
He already solved it. He said, go solve it, Gary. That's what he said.
Yeah, I didn't know. I'm driving. That's just it.
Whatever.
You know, I need somebody that can watch the videos.
Yeah. We get it. So in my opinion, if that's what you're doing, that's why you're not having a whole lot of, you know, conversion and duplication, because people may watch those three videos and they say, worthless, next.
Well, none of us are really having any kind of conversion. That's why we're trying to figure out what we all need to do to get other people involved so this thing takes off, because it's, with it being on a radio show for a year, we should have had a lot more than what we got.
Well, I appreciate Pam's simplify the process. I'd love to have the process simplified. How do we get people to get, you know, maybe we put the information together on a sizzle tree, or, you know, a branch information line. We talked to Brett about doing that so that we could have a 3-minute call on each product, and they would just dial in right after the call on the modality that they have expressed an interest in. Then we could send a sample.
Is
that the tree like we had for another company? Like you press one for such and such?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
That's what we're working on.
See, this is instant gratification factor. Yeah.
And they have to take the action. If they don't, that's where they would leave their address, right after they listen to the right message.
That would be great. I love that.
So
we need to get back up with Brett.
Address? They're verbally leaving their address?
Oh, yeah, on the recording. I mean, you know, they better.
Oh, okay. Oh, got it. If you hear it,
you can play it back as many times as you need to, and hopefully they speak clear enough that you could actually write it on an envelope and mail it, but if they don't, we have their phone, so we could call them, whatever.
Well, that's a good excuse to call them, too.
Right.
Or you could basically tell them immediately, upon hearing this and you figure out what you want, we need you to call the person who advised you now.
Now, that's not a bad idea, but then we go back to Liz's gal. If they call her, you know, she's not even in the – I mean, she did take a position in the business. We closed her, but she, you know, she on one radio show knows nothing, you know, absolutely nothing. Why would four people call her?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Irv, so we could put your number or my number. Well, probably my number because they no one can ever reach you.
Right, but we could put a Google number on which they won't talk to anybody, but we capture their.
I reach Irv all the time.
Well, I call him. I don't reach him all the time. What's the secret? I got four phone numbers.
But I see that you called and I get back to you. I mean, you know, bottom line. So it doesn't matter whether you call somebody until we're ready to have a live closer available at some point.
Well, you can put my number. I'll take calls all day long if it'll help this team grow.
Right. I'm just trying to. To expedite action, you know, and Pam's 100% right. Samples are great, but and maybe the instant, you know, the next step is you now, you know, it's kind of complicated. We have to get a response as to what is of interest to the person who is on the phone. So maybe if they identify that while they call in. But they haven't really even heard about, you know, we shortened the call, so we're not talking about Revive. We're not talking about, you know, Sleep, Burn, whatever. So they may only have a word, immunity, that, you know, so they don't know. It's
what it is.
It's more complicated.
I don't know how to. Maybe what we should do rather than on the radio show saying, you know, tell us what you think of the show or tell us what you've learned or whatever. Maybe we should personalize it to, and I know we have to be careful because we can't have certain words flying around, but is there a way that we could discern what they want right there on the show? I mean, I kind of thought, you know, sometimes when I'm writing, I write, and I went to a college that was very writing intensive, and my tendency is to start where I should end, and I usually wind up using my last sentence as the first in the end after edits and everything. Sometimes it's good to, you know, flip things, and I don't know if it's possible. What if the radio show is okay, so as an assessment worker, we had a conversational assessment. We didn't go in with a checklist and say, you know, is your family using drugs or is, you know, somebody being abused? It's a conversational style. So you could kind of flip the radio show and instead of giving it, you know, and you do a great job of it, Irv. I mean, I don't know how you did all that in there, but instead of giving it that way, could you ask for some callers to press one? What they're, who, you know, get the information, what's your name, who invited you, and is there something, what prompted your interest to call? So then they're going to say, so-and-so told me it helped them with this, and I'm experiencing this. And then you could give
kind of like what we talked about
of your speech. You could give your snippet of your speech for the specific needs of each individual on the call. And it would be hard, I know, to limit the time, but I think that you are eloquent in speaking, and you could do that. So you can make it a conversational show with people engaged throughout rather than people waiting for
the end. Kind of like what we were talking about. like we were talking about once before,
about
doing like kind of like an interview, like an interview.
The number. What about getting back to the person who gave you the number?
Well, we have a problem if they are not brand partners and they invite people because they, you know, just they don't. Why would people get back to people that know nothing? That scares me.
Yeah. They definitely don't know enough yet. But I think the interview style, you know, sometimes you got to just, you know, flip things and do what you thought should be last first. And I think it would be really interesting to try it. So first-time callers press one right at the beginning of the show. And then you can get all that information in there in response to what people say to you, Irv. So it would be more like an interview show, and you would glean the information you need, and then we could just get a text with, you know,
the challenge is, I like that a lot. I really do, but they have to have a prelude to know what topics we address.
Well, yes and no, because one of us has invited them. And so one of us has said to them, you know what, this has really worked so well for me. This stuff is so interesting. Would you call in? You know, you'll get free samples, I'll get free samples. And so, I mean, of course you're going to give, you know, when you start the show, you know, we're going to talk about energy and how it's helped others. And, you know, I mean, I think you can do it. I really do. And I think it'd be really an interesting experiment to try.
I like the idea of
if
they're calling in for the first time, they should press one before the call, while the call, in other words, when the intro that Gary gives. If you're a first-time caller, press the number one now. We don't have to get back to them right at that minute. And they're already lined up when the call is over.
Well, what we were talking about doing, Sheila, is basically go ahead and doing like an interview style. We could go through, you know, we have hopefully your inviter discuss things with you about WOW or something. Maybe we need to change the style of inviting so people, when they call in, we can do like an interview style. We done it once.
What I think is important is that when you start the call, if you're a brand new caller, please press 1 now. We've got their number. It shows up, right, when they press 1?
Yeah.
And then we at least, if we've got nothing else, we've got their phone number. So if I think that it's necessary, in my opinion, to say that if you're a first-time caller, please press 1 now, and we will get back to you as soon as you have the information or something like that. But I think that's important for them to press 1 at the beginning of the call.
I like Pam's idea a lot, but I'm afraid that we're going to get into, you know, medical complications right from the very get-go. I mean, you know, Gary's disclaimer is good. Don't make any reference to any medical condition. But when you have a naive listener and you're just starting the program and they don't have any information on anything,
Irv, it's the same as what you're doing, because you don't get into detail, you know, about, you know, what they can and can't say. So really, you know, if you just make sure after you do a short, you know, fascinating, mind-blowing technology, and then, you know, just guide them in. For the purposes of this radio show, we're not allowed to discuss any, you know, medical diagnosis or whatever, and then you can guide them. I know you can, because it's the same. You've got people live that are first-time callers at the end. It's the same at the end as it is at the beginning.
But it isn't, because they've already heard 20 minutes describing the various technologies. Now they have a background on which to, you know, make an informed decision as to what is relevant to them.
Yeah, but truly, a lot of people aren't absorbing all that. A lot of people aren't absorbing all that. And, I mean, you know, attention spans.
Yeah, two or three minutes. It's not very long.
It's not very long. So it just seems like maybe, you know, it's a radio show, interview style. I think it wouldn't hurt to try. And will it help? I have no idea. But we all know the definition of insanity. So.
Okay, so they declare, I have a bad knee. Okay, at that point, we say, oh, great, you know, if I had a challenge like that, the WOW patch, the relief patch, CBD patch, and the nitro combination would be absolutely the epitome of a solution. Okay, that would be, you know, a logical specification to address their complication. At that point, we say, you know, you could get one of those free tonight. What would you like?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what we've done. I don't know what to say.
Well, I mean, we're not gonna end at that. We're gonna have the same as we always have. We're gonna have testimonials. We're gonna talk about how awesome the team is. We're gonna talk about, you know, how much. I mean, it's all gonna come up conversationally. Everything that you have in there is gonna come up. You follow me?
Yeah, I like interactive, but I'm still trying to get my head around the first time caller. I'm number one in queue. You know, I'm quick draw. I press one because I heard all people that want their freebies press one. Boom, I'm there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now Gary calls out my number. Okay. Who is this? You know, and we get their name and who invited them and where they're calling from. And now, you know, the question that we ask is, what?
Well, that's what,
you know,
we have to figure out. How do you want to direct it? How do you want to direct it? So, oh, it's awesome that Susie invited you. What exactly did Susie tell you about the energy, the frequency?
That I could get freebies.
Okay, so...
Yeah.
Yes,
Richard, you're being awful quiet, Richard.
Yes, that was absolutely true.
I'm listening.
Susie told you you can get freebies. So did she explain anything to you?
No, she gave me a piece of paper with his number, and it says freebies.
Great. So guess what? Now you get to do your thing. To this person, you get to say, well, you know what? It's fabulous that you called in because this company is like no other. I mean, it's a father and son who started the company. The son got invited to the Tesla convention in Germany, and man, he ran with it. And with his father's backing, he has created these energy resonators.
I get it. We could tell the story anyway.
Gary and Irv are working their butts off giving away free medallions. You know, let's just go ahead and get it all out there. No.
Just say that. Just put butts out, Gary. Put butts out.
Hey, I'll do that and make people laugh. I mean, there's all kinds of ways. We just got to figure out.
Right.
How to get more people on the call, and I think that $100, if we teamed up as a team and put together, you know, I run a contest to give away a food freshness card at the end of the month, but it don't look like it's doing anything. Well, somebody's
I don't believe in giving out money. I believe in giving out products.
Wow.
Money,
someone's
so
here
they'll go spend it on something else instead of buying a package. I don't think that's
yeah,
going
to never
want
to give out money. Let me just go back. First of all, at the beginning of calls, there's usually two or three people who are on at the start of a call, and then it just starts building for the next 5 to 10 minutes, okay? So most of the time, I would say out of the three nights that I'm doing the call here, when Gary tells them to – when Gary's doing his stuff, there may be one new person on. The other night we had a whole bunch of new people on, okay? And – but none of them – only one – two of them were there before Irv came on. And they all just kind of added in afterwards. So they would miss that press one and tell us your, you know, what interested you in the call, what's your interest, what do you want to learn about. However, I say that. However, as you got through with each one, you could say, repeat it again, press one if you're new and tell us what you're interested in hearing about. Just understand that we may get two people to respond, and then we may have – We've had six people come on after 10 after later, okay? So people aren't always prompt. We have people that come in at 20 minutes to 9, 10 minutes to 9 as new callers because they forgot, they got busy and everything else, and Gary usually tells them, or Irv, that you need to come back tomorrow night and hear about this all, okay? But let me just throw one thing out there. What if we got people to come to the call, okay, and then those people called Irv or Gary? Now, if we had a person, you know, like you guys, that can make three-way calls and can get the person on the line and say, then call Gary, invariably, when we've done three-way calls, those people have wanted to sign up, okay, and in most cases, if they could afford it, they came in with a $3.99 pack. Would it take more time? I don't know, because you know how many people are going to do it in the first place. But those people who do it, I would think the response rate of what where we've done a three-way with Gary or Irv has been much greater to get what we want them to do, sign up and buy product. Okay, we got thousands of people who've signed up and never bought anything. So they're in that, I'm going to make a lot of money someday because I'm in a good spot, but they didn't bring anyone in down below their leg. Okay, so let's have this other leg. And meanwhile, 6 months, a year, 3 weeks later, they're off onto something else because they haven't done anything to start with it anyway. But the people that we've brought in are people who have issues. They're interested in the products to see if it'll help their issues. And they share it with other people. That's what you want, okay? And so to me, that's in my own experience in the last 9 months, doing three-way calls has been more effective than telling people about free samples. I give the free samples away anyway. I give free sample packs to people who've signed up to give away to their people. And I was in a meeting 1 week, and I had given Francis a couple of sample packs, and this lady said told her that her back was bothering her, and she's walking beyond me because I was setting up the computer, and says, "Well, this nice gentleman right here, Richard, gave me these to give out to other people. So, you know, where is this hurt? Okay, great. I'm going to put the relief on you, and I'm going to put a nitro on you too." And I mean, I basically just let her do her whole thing and kept working. And then afterwards, I gave her – my information was on that anyway, and I gave her some other information. I said, sometimes it takes a while, depends if it's chronic or not. She goes, "Oh, I feel it already." Okay? And so so she sent me a text the other day, "How do I get more?" And you know, so we're going to meet, and she's going to sign up, and we're going to get more. But she – probably just wants it for the product, okay? She's not a network marketer. She wants to not have discomfort in her back. She can get much more done. That's what I run into because, you know, we're in a community of older people like Pam. They come into Pam's store because they want relief from something, Okay.
Right.
And, you know, and so then I have the same experience, but, you know, I just happen to have people who come to meetings or people who refer other people to me. And Pam, I'm going to share this with you in particular. After one of the meetings, I was cleaning up, and this one lady who had an interest came over, and she said, and I said, so what issue would you like? Well, she goes, I've noticed some of these cover some different things. And so she told me what, you know, she was interested. And then the dream of all dreams, she said, don't you just have a sampler pack where they get some of everything? I said, seriously, well, wouldn't you just love everyone that said that, right? And I said, by the way, we do. And I said, you get this and 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 this. And we walked out of the, I picked up everything in the room. We went out and she signed up. And I said, okay, I'll bring her all this stuff. You know, I think we got together the next day. I'll bring all this stuff to you. Meanwhile, take this to start with and I'll bring you the whole rest of the package tomorrow and we'll go from there. I mean, but that's it. You know, that's because, and that, Pam, especially you, because as people come in for something, you've got that opportunity. That's why I always have a little setup with the folders, and I have them all out on the table there, but you could just have a book that says flip notebook with them, you know, the cover sheets in there. Well, you get all of it. And I would actually, what I do is I just would open it up and spread them all out, fan them all. You get all of this. Okay. That's how I bump up. Because, you know, people want, well, I get the package. Here's the $249 package. You get two Earthing cards. You get two William Up shields, a food freshener card. One of the specialists. I said, for $150 more, you get all of this. Okay?
Right.
And most people will just say, wow, that makes sense. And and so they go, I gave you my secret, Pam, but, you know, it's okay. It's good.
Well, bless you. Thank you. I love that.
Going back to, you know, when Scott and I are out working, Rosenberry specifically, what he does, and it works incredibly well, is that he has the product with him all the time, and he says, you know, you can get started as a brand partner and you know, pull the trigger, activate your position for $99. This is what you get, you know, two freshness cards, okay? However, for $3.99, and then he brings them all out. This and this and this and this and this. And typically, you know, people make the $3.99 decision. I mean, because it is such a value, especially when it is, you know, compared to what very little you get for $99.
All right, we got 60 seconds, guys. All right, be thinking. Herb, let's put that $100 bill thing to work and see if we can put something together for everybody. Be thinking, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe Saturday night we try an interview style. We'll try it and see. Maybe. Herb, you and I will talk about it.
It's a good idea.
All right.
Great.
Thanks, all. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks.
Appreciate
all you guys.
Thank you.
Bye, guys. Good night, everyone.